Chat Show. My name is Alex, and this is a super short episode previewing this weekend's Las Vegas Grand Prix. This is Zach Brown and Lando Norris at last week's Velocity Invitational event. During a private McLaren event, we were able to snag a few sound bites from them talking about the race this weekend, what to expect on track, how Lando's gotten on with the simulator, and what we can expect from the team in Papayas. Enjoy this episode, and be sure to subscribe, because next week we have our interview with Zach Brown, taken again from the Velocity Invitational. So enjoy this week's episode, and we'll chat with you soon.
What, Zach, can you attribute that to? I know you're not afraid to make some changes within the team for the good of the team. Were they things that were already in development before the midseason break? Is it just you've kind of streamlined things? What's kind of been the impetus for this big jump? Because most teams don't enjoy that.
It's been our people. And it's been the interesting thing is we changed the leadership of the team, the top three individuals. So, you know, we have 1,200 people on the racing team, say 1,000 on Formula One, 997 of them for the same people that gave us the car in Bahrain, which wasn't so good. That gave us what's now the kind of consistently the second quickest car. And I think the difference is we changed our team principal, our technical director, our head of aero, and Andrea Stella, who's now running the team for us, has just done an awesome job in leading, empowering, did a little bit of restructuring. But to me, that's what's fascinating, if you like. It's not we got new technology, or our new wind tunnel is here, but that's not where the development was made. Our new simulator is here, but that's not where the development was made. It was leadership, and you know, hats off to Andrea Stella and Piers is here this weekend, and his whole leadership team of giving structure, motivation, goal setting, and being pretty intense. And the team now feels they're ready to take on Red Bull. You know, I could see kind of at the factory this kind of, let's be best of the rest, let's kind of get on the podium. There's an energy now where we want to beat Red Bull, not just catch them. And that's going to be tough, because Red Bull is an awesome team, as is Mercedes and Ferrari and everyone that we race against. So you see how quickly things can change. We're the ninth quickest team at the start of the year, now the second. Aston was second, they're now fifth. And, you know, about a second covers the entire grid. And I think, you know, Lando's in a battle with 3-4 drivers for fourth in the championship. So the sport's unbelievably competitive. I think Las Vegas is going to be very exciting, and I think it'll come down to the wire for a lot of positions in Abu Dhabi. But, you know, Andrea Stella's made a huge difference in leading the team, but it's the 999 that he's brought with him that's been so impressive.
Yeah, it always comes down to the people, regardless of what industry we're talking about. So, knowing that there's two races left, and Vegas is a new track for everybody, I'm sure there's already been simulation renderings and so forth out there, but knowing that you're closing the gap on Red Bull and, you know, the top teams, do you feel like you've got maybe a better chance this weekend because it's more of a level playing field, because nobody's been there yet to really find out what the track surface is like, how well it's settled in or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a low downforce, which is what it will be. It's not one of our strengths of our car, but we turn on our tires very well, and it's going to be cold, so that's a strength for our car. So I think we're going to be there or thereabouts in Vegas. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a good race because it's a fairly simple track, which means, you know, the drivers will all be pretty close to wide, and it has a super long straight. So I think we'll be strong there. I think we'll be strong in Abu Dhabi, and you know, I wouldn't rule out a win at either of the two.
Perfect. So, Lando, I'm sure you've obviously got your mindset looking at Vegas right now, and you've looked at the renderings and simulations and so forth, and you probably already in your mind started formulating your own strategy. What is that looking like, you know, 3-4 days out before you actually hit the track for free practice?
It's tough. I guess the main thing is just getting comfortable as quickly as possible. It's the main thing. And there's two things to understand. Is one, your I would say it's the lowest downforce of the season, so the car always feels worse when it's low downforce, similar to Mexico, similar to Monza. And on the street circuit, and like Zach said, with very cold temperatures, kind of understanding how you can get the tires to work with low downforce and a new surface and things like that, it's a big question for the team, for myself. So you have to find that great balance of downforce versus comfortability and being able to push it up to the walls and have confidence in the car. So those kind of things. But nowadays, there's only so much you can do, and you still learn a lot. And, you know, I learn a lot on the simulator, but still nothing that compares to the actual thing. So a lot of it is you get to FP1, you go out for the first time, and within one or two laps, you almost pick up more than what you do in terms of just walking the track and on the sim and things like that. You know, nothing beats the actual experience of it. So just go out, have fun. The car's in a good position. You know, we've had a few very good races lately, and tracks we weren't expecting to be even as strong as we were, and that's a good sign. But like you said, because it's a new experience for everyone, there's a lot of opportunities for everyone, and hopefully we can use that to our advantage.
Perfect. Perfectly said. And you hit on something, and you said it as well, Zach. You know, the low downforce circuits are maybe not the strength of this current McLaren chassis. So I'm sure a few of you have thought the same thing. What can be done to help make the car a little bit better when you know that it's kind of not playing to its strength at this particular track?
Well, we'll have some bits and bobs thrown on the car to.
I knew it. I knew I wasn't going to get the answer.
To try and fix that. But, you know, we're now in a budget cap era. So you now have to pick where you spend your money and where you get the biggest bang for your for your buck. So it's kind of deliberate, because we have so few low downforce circuits that we've chosen to invest in other areas. So it's not that we don't know how to do it or don't want to do it, but you know, you kind of want to get the majority of the races right. So that's where we spent the majority of our money. But we were good in Mexico. We drove unbelievable in Mexico. That was an awesome display. We spoke that morning, and I actually said to Lando, I said, I've seen you start at the back, because the car was at the back. But I haven't seen you start at the back when you have a car that can get to the front. Mm-hmm. Let's see what that looks like. And that was a conversation we had Sunday morning. He put on a show, so that was pretty awesome. So I don't think we're going to be bad in Vegas. It just may not be our strongest circuit.
That makes sense. So when we talk about you gaining more, maybe out of free practice one than walking or driving the track or bicycling or whatever, and knowing that you've got Pato coming with you for free practice, does that hold the team as well with the information that somebody like Pato, who doesn't normally drive the Formula One car, that can give the engineers and the mechanics to help those adjustments along and help give the information to Lando, as well as Oscar?
Yeah, I think anytime you've got a car on a racetrack, you're learning, you're getting data, you're getting feedback from the drivers. So yeah, you know, it's always positive. And it's good to have another driver in the car, because you will get some other feedback. Oscar and Lando are very similar in their feedback, which is good, because the last thing you want to do is have, you know, one driver saying he has understeer, the other saying he has oversteer, and then scratching your head on how to tackle the setup of the car. So but I think Pato will kind of run the session for the benefit of the team, so he'll get long runs as much as I think he'd like soft stickers every other lap.
Sure.
You know, we got a run plan to run to for the benefit of the team, but for sure we'll get learned.
Understood. Now that you've got Tony in this new role as sporting director, and you've got our new boy Dave here, and it's a U.S. race, are any of those guys going to come with the team to Vegas or be there?
Tony's going to be with us. I was Tony and I have known each other for 25, 30 years. We were teammates in Holland for one race. He didn't speak any English at the time. It's only gotten marginally better. And he wanted to race in America, and all he kept saying was, "Me America." And I was trying to then kind of have a little bit of a follow-on to that. It was just, "Me America." And I'm just like, this guy doesn't speak a word of English.
Nobody can drive the wheels off.
He can definitely drive. He could drive then. He was unbelievably fast. He was a lot faster than me. That was good fun. So we've known each other forever, but I've always been, and we have Jill DeFerrin in our Formula One team. I've always been a fan of champion drivers being in a racing team, because they know what great looks like, they know what bad looks like, and they just have a good vibe for when and how and where, especially when it comes to interaction with the drivers. You know, you see incidents, if you like, and that's not really understanding when's the best time to have a conversation with the driver about what topic. So bringing Tony in, we want all his championship experience to rub off on David and Pato, and obviously Alex is very experienced, and I think it's going to be a big value to the team, and Jill's done the same thing for us in Formula One.
Gotcha. And actually, that brings up a really good point, because Tony and I were having this conversation before, back when you guys were teammates, as to who actually won, who was faster.
He was faster, I won, because he broke. Probably because he was driving too fast, he broke the car.
You know, I think if I press this could be an argument that they have all week long. All right, gentlemen, I know you've had a very long weekend, all of you, and I want to say, first of all, best of luck.